are banned. The Chinese messaging app WeChat is being banned altogether in the U.S. Sunday over security concerns. Commerce Department Director of Policy Rob Blair.
We stand ready to, if necessary and if able, to change or even potentially remove the restrictions we're placing on TikTok if the president agrees to a deal and the administration is able to support it.
America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I love it when I have good news for you, and I think you're going to like the weekend forecast as far as cooler air and more comfortable nights. For today, look for a sun and cloud mix. The rain chances are very small, maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible somewhere. High in the low 80s, low tonight around 68. Tomorrow, some widely scattered showers are possible, but comfortable temperatures are on the way. High around 78 Saturday, down to 61 Saturday night. Mid-70s for a high on Sunday. Low humidity should be dry, and I think we could be in the upper 50s perhaps by Sunday night. Last official weekend of summer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey will visit some of the areas hit hardest by Hurricane Sally today. Governor Ivey will do a helicopter flyover of the damage in Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, and Fort Morgan before meeting with local officials. The Montgomery County Emergency Management Agency is working around the clock to clear damage from Hurricane Sally. EMA officials say they responded to more than 100 calls of downed trees. They say six homes were damaged by falling trees across the county. And the Alabama Department of Public Health reports more than 128,000 confirmed coronavirus cases statewide. Health officials say more than 2,200 people have died. Statewide hospitalizations are now below 750. At least 61,000 people have now recovered from the virus. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bom dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy con fome. Yo no tomé café.
café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis et du Vietnam.
Now try Babbel for free. Just go to babbel.com to start learning a new language today. That's BABBEL.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Good afternoon, everyone. Not Dan Morris, yet again. You've got April Marie Fogle here filling in at least another day or two. You got me today, possibly Monday, Tuesday. We'll see. Dan is feeling better and wants to come back. He misses you guys, which I can understand. As I've gotten to know you and love you, I'd miss you. I'm going to miss you when I'm gone. But you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter, and I promise I'm going to be more active if you're one of those parlor people, at April Marie.
Yes.
APRYLMARIE. In the studio, keeping me out of trouble is the one and only Joey Clark.
Indeed. How are you this afternoon?
I am so much better today. For those of you who are always worried about my whining about food, I actually got food on the way in. So I will not fall over, keel over. It will be very good. I did not run a 5K this morning, but I did get 2 miles in.
Oh, so, very good.
So we're doing good on that.
2 miles and you ate a hamburger.
Two miles and I brought a cheeseburger in to celebrate. Though, you know, I haven't touched my Peloton bike since I started this week. Because it takes a lot out of you. I mean, quite honestly, I was telling somebody, it's 3 hours of driving for 3 hours of radio.
Right.
Plus the hour and a half prep or so. So that's basically my day. So I had been doing my little Peloton bike, and no, I did not buy a Peloton bike. A friend bought it, stopped using it, and loaned it to me.
Okay.
Because those things are expensive.
Yeah, they are.
Like, literally, the Peloton bike is almost as expensive as my first car, okay?
Right.
It's kind of absurd. But I have a Peloton bike, and so today, my goal is when I get home, because I've been making pretty good time getting home, when I get home, I'm going to ride the bike, and then I will burn off the calories of the absurd baby cheeseburger I've got over here. I worked for a little bit at a brewery in D.C. when I was working on the Hill, because
sure.
I was an unpaid intern when I first got there. And the deal was you got a meal, like, for your shift, right? So you'd eat the meal. And the cooks in the back called my burger a Scooby snack.
Okay.
Because I just pile the toppings on there. So that's what I do at Five Guys, too. I just pile all the toppings.
You sound like kindred spirits there.
It's very entertaining. So again, you've got April Marie here. You can call and chat with me, 272-9228. Lots to talk about today. This morning, there was another story on the attempt yesterday to get the LGBT charter school passed again. They weren't supposed to vote on it again, but they did. I want to talk about Biden's town hall. There is a story about seven black mayors having a text thread where they communicate with one another. I think that's cool. I love my text threads. I've got different ones. I've got mommy groups from my kids' grade. I've got soccer team ones. I've got college girlfriends ones. So I kind of love that idea. Want to get into the story on that. I saw a great article about business licensing, and I feel like that, in terms of state politics, is something that should get more attention. Why do you have to have a license? Why do you have to pay the state if you want to wash hair?
Amen. Okay?
There is no sort of, like, there's no training needed. There's no, like, overseeing it. But if you, Joey Clark, would like to go to the local salon or barbershop and wash hair, you have to pay the state $30 for the ability to do this. And the licensing fees are something that, as we look at COVID and the reactions of, how it hit the economy and what it's done to businesses, leaving them closed for part of the year, I want to talk about that. The other thing, again, Ainsworth and Ivy are both down looking at hurricane damage, but I want to look at his schedule versus her schedule and the way they're communicating being down there. So full schedule. That's all the things I'm going to talk about today. I'm really excited. I'm going to try to slow down. A handful of y'all have said, I talk too fast. It is a product of just everything.
I think, like, it's because you're a writer.
It's a thing. I just talk fast. If you watch Gilmore Girls, which I don't know how many of y'all do, the main characters do that too, the mother and daughter.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter does that. It's just, I just talk fast. It's what I do. as I transition as from radio being a hobby to radio being something I do more, I'm going to be more deliberate in the way in which I speak. So we're going to work harder on that today. Soldier Boy, how's it going?
All I want to know is, are you wearing Pelosi?
I don't even know what that means.
You listen to the Greg show then. Oh, it's great. It's a new Italian cologne.
I am listening. I am wearing Chanel, to be quite honest.
Number five?
No, just Chance by Chanel. I'm wearing me some Chanel today.
I like Chanel blue for men.
All right.
In the evening.
There you go.
Tell you a little bit about me.
I feel like girls should smell pretty. It's a thing we should do. We have an obligation to
the men folk. Call us sexist, but that's the way it should be.
I'm old-fashioned. I feel like girls for
me.
Nothing against feminists, okay? But nothing against feminists. But if I'm going out with a gentleman caller, gentleman suitor, a friend, mm-hmm. I feel like I have an obligation to look good. Right. And I want to put my makeup on,
straighten
my hair, wear some nice jeans if that's what I'm doing,
or a
pretty
dress. Get your nails did.
Yes. And here's the thing. I know women will go, that's so dated. But no, I have a responsibility and an obligation. I know, heads are going to roll for that one. An obligation to look my best.
I'm standing up in my car through my sunroof saluting you right now.
Again,
it's the strange lips.
It's the thing we're supposed to do.
Let me tell you something, April Marie. That's not the reason why I called. I got to tell you, first thing, I went to Dillard's last week, you know.
What'd you buy
me? And I went to Dillard's down at East Chase, you know. And so this lady comes in, and there's an older lady. She's standing by the door. I opened the door for her when I was going through. And then this young lady, she's in the mid-20s, early 30s, comes in, and I hold the door open, too, because that's just the way my mom raised me, like we were talking earlier,
mm-hmm.
right?
I'm raising my boys to do the same thing.
You and my mom, it's good.
I am.
And,
Pull out chairs, open
ladies,
doors,
not
ma'am,
women,
sir.
But ladies appreciate that.
Yes.
And
if you find a woman who rolls her eyes at you or doesn't like it, you just ignore her, okay? Because
well,
that is
my,
what you are supposed to do.
I'm training my girlfriend because every time I go to a restaurant, I get up before she sits down and pull the chair out for her, and I pull the chair underneath her, and I say, don't make me look bad, honey, in front of the crowd, okay?
It takes some getting used to. Women who are not familiar with it, it does take some getting used to.
No, that just gets called conditioning. They haven't had it, so they're not used to it.
But
now
see, here's the thing.
It.
That's the kind of thing where I've heard men say, I've got to get my girlfriend to do this or my wife to do that. And I kind of look at them and scowl like, really? But taking, being treated like a lady is something every man should be able to do.
You know how women's memory is like an elephant.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do those little things, it's surprising that you get certain dishes made for you on a regular basis.
Hey, if you treat a woman like a lady, she's going to act like one. She's going to want to act like one.
So the next thing you know, the lady comes in and she scours at me, this young lady, and she looks and gives me this, and she says, let me tell you something, young man. And I was like, young, I'm older than her. And I'm looking at her, I appreciate the compliment. I should have told her that. And she says, This is 2020, and I can open my own damn door. I don't need a man to open my door. I can do my own door opening. And I said, well, excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm not going
to
apologize.
With an attitude like that, she probably has to open her own doors.
Well,
she ain't got no gentleman caller at home, no gentleman suitor at home,
I responded
opening
back to her
doors.
And I responded, the ladies in the cosmetic section loved it, they all clapped. Let me tell you what I said. I looked at her, and I said, I'm sorry, but that's just, I'm not going to apologize, but my mom raised me that way to open the door for a lady. Evidently, I mistaken you for a lady, and you're not you're nothing but a neo-Nazi feminist. Beep, beep.
Oh, no, soldier.
Oh,
you
yeah.
had me until that part.
And the 80-year-old lady, I opened the door, and she heard it, and she stood there, and she started clapping, and the lady in the cosmetics, and they said, you know, she says, young man, you keep doing that. She says, real ladies appreciate that. And she looked at that 30, 40-year-old woman, and the 80-year-old woman gave her the look like Medusa, let me tell you.
You know what I do? I stand at a door. If I'm going on a date, and every now and again, my boyfriend will get distracted, you know, he'll get a text message or something as we're walking to the car. I will stand at the door, just looking like I don't know how to open the knob.
Like,
I don't know how to open that knob. Well, no, what I'm trying to do is train him, because his ex was a liberal, and she was probably anti-door opening, but I won't have that nonsense, and I won't have him teaching my boys or my daughter that that's unacceptable.
But haven't you read about the birdcage?
What?
Yeah, it's like these little wires. A little bird, if it could just see beyond, it's things like opening the door and pulling out chairs.
These are ways.
This old chivalry is just a way to keep you in the cage.
You know what?
It's such crap.
See, this is where I get back to. There are differences in men and women, and a man's job, and so far as I'm concerned, I can earn my own living. I can make my own living. I can make my own decisions. But when it comes to my personal life, I want a protector and a provider. Okay? I am a woman who wants a protector and a provider. That's not to say I can't provide for myself, but I believe we have different roles, and I'm going to be the girly girl. I might get up every morning and drive down here. I might spend, again, 3 hours driving down, 3 hours on the radio, ranting and raving. But when I get home, if I see a sappy movie and want to sit down and cry, I'm a woman. I have every right to do that. I don't have to be tough or strong all the time. I don't have to be in large and in charge. I can be... are you ready? Liberals, cover your ears. I can be the weaker sex for a minute.
Ooh.
I can be. I can be the...
You know why?
I can be the vulnerable one.
Well, you know why? Let me tell you why. Like, for example, my girlfriend loves it. When it's raining, before she gets out of the car, I get soaked and I get the umbrella out of the trunk.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk it on, open the door for her, and put her under the umbrella. And Joey knows how big and tall I am.
Sure.
I'm getting soaked, Joey, unless it's a two-man golf umbrella, you know, that I pick up. But I make sure that she is, and for example, for the restaurant, and it's raining, I'll pull the car up, you know,
mm-hmm.
pull
and
it up
go
for
her. That's exactly what a gentleman should do.
It's the little things, and she appreciates that. And my mom, she went through the
feminist... You're making your mama proud is what you're doing. You're making your mama proud. And again...
Mama raised me right, she said.
If I have my way, the phone lines are ringing now. If I have my way, my boys are going to do that. And my daughter is going to insist on it because that is the way it should be. Mama can bring home the bacon, but I want my door opened.
My mama cooks good bacon, though. Hey, April, let me tell you something else that's funny,
yes,
too.
Yes.
She went through the feminist era, okay, when I was a little kid. And I used to ask my mom this, and my mom was like 5 foot short, but she was kind of busty in the top, right? My mother's passed away 5 years ago, so I can say this now. She's probably listening to in the heaven about me on the radio. It probably transmits that high. But she used to tell me, I don't know what's wrong with those feminists. I was like, why is that? She goes, well, you know, remember they were burning their bras back in the 60s and, you know, in the early 70s?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, yeah, she says, I don't think men understand what a good bra costs. My mother's straight.
You know, that's fair. Hey,
that's $40-$50. I mean, she says, I ain't burning nothing. She says, I love it when your father does the little perks for me. She says, I'm a strong woman, and my mother was the strong one. Daddy could be like Lion King on top of the mountain, roaring all he wants, like the movie. But at the end of the day, we know who ran the house. Mama did, all 5 foot, 100 pounds of her. And he gave her that respect, and that's about respecting women. It's not making women weaker or less. It's making them stronger because men appreciate.
There are differences between the genders, and feminists can disagree with that all day. All right, we're going to take a break. Thank you so much, Soldier Boy.
Sorry for causing the phone problems.
You're okay. Sparky, you hold tight, and if you guys want to get in on conversation, 272-9228. Be right back.
Whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's that time of year again, where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You've got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello and good afternoon, everyone. You have April Marie Fogle from Alabama today here filling in on the Dan Morris Show. Dan will be back sooner rather than later. I'm done giving dates and times because I just never know anymore. Dan will be back. Sometime, probably next week, but we're not going to bank on it. We're going to just wait and see. He is recovering at home. He is doing well. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Parler at April Marie, APRYLMARIE. It's that annoying double name. I know. Hey, before we take the next caller, I'm going to remind everybody, you've got another 2 hours before the Sweet Creek drawing, so you want to call in. 272-9228. And when you call in, you want to ask to be put in the drawing. With that, hey, Sparky, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going?
Good today. How are you?
I can't complain. Got a question.
I might have an answer.
I'm sure you do. when we gave Iraq back the money that we had sanctioned from them, What was the tune of that? That was about $150 billion or so.
You mean Iran?
Iran, yeah. I'm sorry.
That is not a question that I know the answer to offhand. But
it was a chunk of change.
Okay. Yep.
So how did that happen? Why did we give a terrorist nation who is going to hate us no matter what if we give back the money or not? It doesn't change anything with them. How do we give them money? And why would we give them money? We had a Muslim president, I know, but forget about that.
This is coming from a fact check article, and I cannot vouch for the validity of fact checks in this country. Our fact checking process is pretty biased. But according to the fact check website, it looks like $150 billion is the high end estimate of a total that was freed up after some sanctions were lifted. The U.S. Treasury Department estimates put the number about $50 billion in usable liquid assets that belonged to the country, but that we froze and Obama unfroze. Now, again, I do not have firsthand knowledge of this situation. I am not an expert on all things foreign policy. That's probably my weakest area, but that is what the interwebs told me, Sparky. So take it for what, however yeah. you gauge and, the honesty of fact check.
And Sparky, I just found a Wall Street Journal article from when all that happened.
from August 3rd, 2016. $400 million in cash, pallets with euros, Swiss francs, and other currencies. And, yeah, it has to do with what April Marie just said, officially at least, unfreezing frozen assets as well as a settlement never paid to Iran from years ago. But this was all part of that deal, too. I mean, there were the official status, but also was there very much a quid pro quo.
So, all right. Well, Sparky, thank you for calling in. Is there anything you wanted to ask Joey to do before you hung up?
Yeah, Joey, I have a lot of these.
You're breaking up. Say that again.
Have a good day. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. Didn't ask to be put in the drawing. Another missed opportunity.
Yeah, if y'all want to get in on Sweet Creek.
You have to ask.
Yeah.
I like to nudge a little, but that was the best nudging I could do right there. Do you have a question for Joey? I know you have a question. Everybody's got a question for Joey. That should be the question. Hey, Joey, can you put me in the Sweet Creek drawing? They're goods are so good, and Joey's going to talk about that after the next commercial break.
Yes.
Okay, so Governor Ivey and Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth both went down to tour the coastal area for the hurricane. Ivey started her day, and there's a picture of her in a mask hanging out in a helicopter looking at the view from a helicopter. Ainsworth drove down and has been one by one meeting with lawmakers down there, handing out ice, doing the ground game. And the images themselves are so starkly different in terms of the lawmakers we have in those two offices. I come from a state. I come from where the governor and lieutenant governor run on the same ticket. And so they're often on the same page, and this kind of thing doesn't happen. To me, it takes away from the governor's effort, I don't want to say efforts, but, you know, whatever it is she's doing down there, photo ops. And I get that we are in bad shape down there. It takes away from the governor to see the lieutenant governor actually on the ground talking to the people, visiting things, moving things. It also shows the stark difference in their age, in their health, yeah, in their, you know, and just the way they govern. It's a very interesting time for our state when the lieutenant governor and governor aren't necessarily on the same page. Usually this wouldn't be happening simultaneously. Usually, even if the governor goes and the lieutenant governor goes, they're going to go a day apart. They're not going to be doing it at the exact same time.
Right.
To me, it has been very interesting and surprising to watch this unfold. And I watched it unfold starting yesterday when the governor announced what she was going to do today, her three stops. And the Ainsworth announced he was driving down by showing a picture of him in his car leaving the northern part of the state, headed down this way. Very interesting. Again, just the visual aspect and the way that they chose to go down and respond to this crisis. I think it shows very dynamic differences.
And also, it's been very clear for anybody paying a little bit of attention is Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth has been a bit of a gadfly for a lot of this pandemic. You were telling me the other day, he's quieted down some, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
But early on, he was very clearly contradicting Scott Harris and the governor on a lot of
things. Well, and, you know, it's, again, yeah, you're right. He was calling for them to making sure they had what they were doing, what they needed to do, ventilators and PPE and that sort of thing. Then he was, of course, calling, you know, maybe we need to shut down as states around us were shutting down, and we weren't. And then he was criticizing how the speed and way in which we were opening up. And it's just been so interesting. And then, you know, he criticized the mask mandate. You could literally look at a timeline of the year and be like, okay, and here's the day Ivy and Will were on the same page, and then 2 months have passed. Oh, they were on the same page for a minute there. You know, I take it they were on the same page when she extended the mask order and he didn't criticize her, unlike the first time when he was out doing a statewide media tour saying he objected to that. It's just been a weird time for this state, a weird time to watch. But then again, this is politics unfolding. She not maybe not running for reelection, him eyeing her seat. You know, Baldwin County and Mobile are very important to any statewide election. So him being down there is interesting. We've got three people on the line. East, how's it going, East?
Hey, it's going well. I've got a question about the lieutenant governor situation in Alabama that maybe you can clarify for me anyhow. But I would like to put my name in for Sweet Creek. I don't want to be a pig, and you know I'm a big winner all the way around. But hey, Sweet Creek,
do it.
They've got cookies. They're as big as hubcaps. Come on, I got to win that.
It's 11:21.
11:21. There it is. Yes. There it is. Yeah. Hey, look, April Murray. You know, it's almost like the lieutenant governor's office. It's like the House of Lords in England. I mean, you know, what do they do except just sit in there and go harumph? You know, I mean, I don't understand why they have been defanged or declawed over the years. And I would be curious to know why our lieutenant governor seems to have, other than, you know, just being ready if the governor gets caught dallying.
So here's what's funny is there is a whole backstory there that I did not know and was just I was just informed, and I'm going to ask the person who gave me the backstory to send it to me again so I don't mess it up. But there is a backstory to how the lieutenant governors lost their strength. It used to be an office with more authority. There is still some authority there, authority that a lot of people don't recognize. One is you get to manage the state Senate on first reading. So basically, if a bill's going to come up, it has to go through the lieutenant governor. Now, then the Senate pro tem takes over and gets to decide what passes and not passes.
Right.
But you got to get everything through the lieutenant governor first. The second thing is the boards and commissions, which I, by the way, I'm going to talk about a little later. Boards and commissions drive me bonkers. We have too many of them. Too many people are donors who get spots, spouses, kids. It's a, you know, who do you know? Not necessarily are you the most qualified for this position.
No.
But the lieutenant governor is one of four people in the state who really get to define the characteristics of those boards and commissions. And then, of course, like you said, should the governor be caught with a staffer or pass away or have any other reason for resigning, get sick to begin with, then they take over. I have made it a kind of personal mission for the legislature to close the gap. What happened when Lieutenant Governor Ivey took over for Bentley was that office was empty for 2 years, and it did show a deficit in the strength and power of the position. Now, lots of appointments weren't made at that point, right? She wasn't there to make those appointments. But I feel like we need to either decide, do we have a special election, or is there some kind of secession plan where a state senator goes up? How do we do that? Is it an appointed thing? I don't care how we decide. I don't say I don't necessarily care, but there needs to be a decision. The seat shouldn't sit empty. And if it can sit empty, then we need to go ahead and attach it to the governor and let him run as one. If you're going to tell me it's a powerless position for photo ops, which again, Ainsworth has proven it not to be. I think Ivy didn't do nearly as much as lieutenant governor. I mean, I certainly didn't hear anything from her during the Bentley years until it was her turn to shine. But Ainsworth is not using it for what it's previously been used for.
Well, we heard quite a bit from her reportedly on these airwaves, but I'm not sure if it was actually the lieutenant governor that was calling in. She was interested in Joey, but that's a matter for another day. So let me understand this, just to change the subject slightly. If we pay for a $30 license, Joey can wash our hair. I mean,
hold on. No, Joey has to pay the fee to wash your hair.
And take a lot of classes, too. Hours and hours.
Hours and hours of classes. Okay, well, you know, you used to have quite a bit of hair, so I think he'd be pretty good at it, but I don't know if I would feel comfortable with him washing my hair. I don't know. But that'll be okay. Well, listen, enjoy your bicycle, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Ease. All right, we have Oz on the line.
No, we need to hit a break.
Oh, we need to hit a break, and then when we get back, we'll hit Oz and Cooper. Hang tight, you guys. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. Starting at only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And because it's on sale now for only $22.99, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784. Equal housing lender.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Leave your waste in the red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. Count on friendly customer service and competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
How would you like to rev up your fall behind the wheel of a brand new Ford Mustang? Then come play Mustang Madness this September at Wind Creek Montgomery, because we're giving away a 2020 Ford Mustang. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then, on Sunday, September 27th, you could drive home in a beautiful new Mustang. So come play Mustang Madness, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
Do business more powerfully during Dell's semi-annual sale. Save up to 45% on Dell computers and servers with Intel Core processors. It's time for you to upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10. Also, save on electronics and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find just the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/businessdeals.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I love it when I have good news for you, and I think you're going to like the weekend forecast as far as cooler air and more comfortable nights. For today, look for a sun and cloud mix. The rain chances are very small. Maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible somewhere. High in the low 80s, low tonight around 68. Tomorrow, some widely scattered showers are possible, but comfortable temperatures are on the way. High around 78 Saturday, down to 61 Saturday night. Mid-70s for a high on Sunday. Low humidity should be dry, and I think we could be in the upper 50s perhaps by Sunday night. Last official weekend of summer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me.
Good afternoon, everyone. You've got April Marie Fogle here filling in for Dan Morris yet again. I have so enjoyed being with you this week. Can I tell you that? Enjoyed it.
Likewise.
I'm going to be sad when I have to leave next week, but I shall be back. My promise to you. If you are not following me on social media, I am at April Marie. That's APRYLMARIE on the Facebook, the Twitter, and the Paula. I have Joey Clark here in the studio keeping me out of trouble.
Yes.
I've done so good this week.
You really have.
I have only sworn off air, and I asked for permission once, so there's that. We have two very, very patient callers. Oz, how's it going, Oz? Cooper, don't go anywhere. Oz, how's it going?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am good.
That's great. Well, first of all, Joey, can I get in on Sweet Treat?
Woohoo. There you go. That's
what are you
going to
do
about
for me, Oz?
116.
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah, yeah, there cool. You go. Give him your birthday. That's all you need to do for him.
That's right. That's right. So, I've got a question. Kind of a statement also. It seems like there may be some conservatives that are finally coming out of their shell or getting some boldness in Hollywood. I mean, we've seen John Boyd. I know he's older, but I saw an article where a younger female has come out and said she's voting for Trump. She's on, I think, the OC.
Mm.
And Do you think this is going to be negative for their careers, or do you think there will be other Hollywood?
There's strength in numbers, right? So hopefully the more that come out, the harder it is to cancel them. And, you know, you do get good press if you come you do get a lot of press when you come out as an actor, actress, Hollywood-type athlete that is Republican or that supports Trump, because it's so infrequent. Usually, and it's like that silent majority thing, right? Usually they're just scared. I don't want to lose my next job. I don't want to be alienated. I don't want to be attacked. So hopefully, again, strength in numbers, and it becomes a little easier for people to come out and say it.
Yeah, you need that support system. I think it may get a little better in the coming days.
All right. Thanks, Oz. Cooper, thank you so much for being so patient.
Oh, that's okay.
Yes, sir. What did you call to talk about today?
Well, I probably done forgot by now, but that's okay. I was wanting to get on Sweet Creek, and but date of birth 8-2.
There you go, Cooper. All right, Cooper. You are in. And so you're going to want to stay tuned. In about 2 hours from now, we will do a random drawing and see who this week's winner is.
All righty, and I was going to tell everybody, get out there and vote. Go in person if you can.
Yep. I'll be going on election day. I'll be taking all three kids, and we're going to participate in the process, as is our right and responsibility.
All righty. Well, y'all have a great day and enjoying the show.
Thank you so much.
And y'all don't forget about the specials going on at Sweet Creek this week. Reed brought up to me these Lady Cream Peas. They're just harvested, locally grown, incredibly delicious as a full meal or a side. Lady Cream Peas, $19 for half a bushel. It's about 5 pounds. Well, that's a lot of peas. A lot of good eating for a great price. Also, Honey Crisp Apples, fresh from North Carolina. Reed made the trip up there and brought them back. No herbicide, no wax on them. They're incredibly fresh, just harvested. harvested honey crisp apples, and of course the award-winning barbecue up there, the great sandwiches, the hubcap cookies, as East of the Rockies talks about.
I need those cookies. East, Monday or Tuesday, feel free to take pity on me and bring me a cookie. I'll come down. I'll give you a COVID-approved hug.
Do you like peanut butter cookies?
Mask and all. I like any kind of cookies.
They've got swamp cookies, peanut butter cookies. They got homemade ice cream. They've got a lot there.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
So y'all check out Sweet Creek Farm Market this weekend. There's always festivities, usually a band down there. Everybody's distance because it's outside market.
We need
really
that
good
distance.
Stuff. Really good stuff there at Sweet Creek Farm Market. Y'all check them out today.
All right. You've got just a little bit more time to call and get in on this week's drawing, 272-9228. We have a caller on the line. We're going to go ahead and go straight to that caller. Michael, it sounds like. How's it going, Michael? Michael, you there?
Yes, ma'am.
There you are. How you going? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'd like to get in on the, you know, the thing. Come on, man.
You got to give us your birthday, dear.
9/18.
There you go. Did you have any thoughts to share with us this morning? Or this afternoon, I suppose?
No, not today. Go Trump.
That'll do. That'll do.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it, Michael. Okay, so one of the things I have to do is because yesterday we had a caller. Now, here's the deal. I want to make sure I use good sources when I give y'all information. So yesterday a caller asked, what happens if a candidate dies before they're inaugurated, but they've won the November election? So I didn't have an answer for you yesterday. So according to two experts who spoke to the Washington Post. One is a New York University professor, Richard Piles. He's a law professor with expertise in U.S. elections and government. He spoke to a reporter about what happens. If the president-elect dies before assuming office, that means they've been ratified. They are for sure in there. Then the 20th Amendment resolves this problem directly, and the vice president-elect becomes president. However, if the Electoral College has not voted yet, and Congress has not formally received and counted those votes, things aren't as straightforward. If Congress has not received and counted the votes of the electors, it's not clear that we have someone legally binding to be president. Now, here's what I feel like I should have known this, but you have to wait for the new Congress to come in. And the reason that it was designed this way is that they didn't want a bunch of lame ducks trying to figure this situation out. So nothing is done until that new Congress is sworn in that first week of January. But assuming Congress does have the power then, it looks like if Congress refuses to count the votes for a dead candidate and no one then attains the office, the choice of president would devolve to the House itself, where each delegation gets one vote. Each delegation gets one vote?
Each state gets one vote.
So the 20th Amendment does provide, though, if the president shall not have been chosen before the time fixed of the beginning term, the vice president-elect should act as president until a president shall have been qualified. That's interesting. So if there's a fight, the vice president elect, who hasn't been certified yet, goes in. That is bizarre. I would not have known that. Learn something new every day. All right, guys. Well, you have April Marie Fogle here. We're going to take our quick break before we end this first hour. If you are just tuning in, you have April Marie Fogle filling in for Dan Morris. You can find me ranting and raving on Alabama Today. That's altoday.com, where I am the owner and publisher. You can find me on social media at April Marie, APRYLMARIE. And we shall return in just a moment. Why don't you just let me be?
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Benatti created, perfected, and patented the Benatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Benatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Benatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Benatti succeeds where others fail.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
Hello, everyone. You've got April Marie hanging out here with Joey Clark.
Indeed.
We were discussing our weekend plans. You have any big weekend plans,
no,
Joey?
No, I like to keep it simple. Some yard work, some reading, some relaxing. Keep it simple.
So in keeping with my theme that for every time I exercise, I have to eat something ridiculously unhealthy to counteract it, and therefore will never be back to my pre-boy size. Baby boy number three was the death of my my pre-baby figure. My daughter went to a friend's house and they had what's called cookie dough magic. And it is, it's basically just edible cookie dough that you keep refrigerated and it's got different flavors and you can get sprinkles in
it. Oh, I've tried it.
And, it's ridiculous is what it is.
Yeah,
it's absolutely absurd.
It's fantastic.
So I told my daughter if she did well on her spelling test today, which in our house at this point, an 80 or above is going to be considered well because we're having a little trouble with our second grade spelling words. We're going to have some cookie dough. And then this weekend, our grand plans, at least one trip to the zoo. We are big zoo people. And I like the zoo because even though they require a mask, if you're looking at an animal and there's nobody else around, the children get mask breaks. And so it's, you know, it's something safe I feel like we can do when outdoors. The weather's starting to change. It feels good outside.
Oh, it does.
This morning's walk was nice. Like, I didn't get done with my walk and feel like I had hung out in a sauna. It felt great. If you guys want to call us, 272-9228. When we come back from the next break, I'm going to talk more about licensing and crazy fees. I have to admit, I was mistaken earlier when I talked about the shampoo fee. I said $30. It has since gone up. It is now $40 from the State Board of Cosmetology to get a, quote, license to wash hair. It is called a shampoo assist application that you have to fill out. No training needed. You must pay $40. Pay $40. And the license is only good for shampooing, cleaning, or applying a temporary rinse. You have to be at least 16 years old. You have to go get passport photos taken. Have a current driver's license and social security card. And I think this is ridiculous. Ridiculous, Joey.
Yeah. Don't get me started.
There's no rhyme or reason why you should have to get a piece of paper from the government that says you can wash hair. Again, no training, no otherwise, you know, information you have to do. You just need to pay the state $40 to wash hair.
You got
to
pay the protection fee.
It's absolutely, what are we, the mob?
It is.
It's like government-owned mob. It's like government-approved mob. The Board of Cosmetology is getting these fees. Here's the thing. The people who are washing hair, the people who are being paid minimum wage to wash hair, they don't need to pay a $40 stinking fee. so that the Board of Cosmetology can use that on administrative cost.
Right.
It's absurd. It just makes me angry. It frustrates me. When we come back from the next break, I am going to talk about some of, I've actually pulled up on the state statute website, pulled up all of the absurd things you need licenses to do in the state of Alabama. And, you know, here we are trying to recover as an economy, trying to recover. A lot of our municipalities have lost a lot of their income because a lot of their income, especially down, you know, and think about the beaches of Alabama, the ones who were just hit. They've been closed for 10 days. If you didn't know that, this a lot of the Alabama coast cities that were hit hardest by the storm have now said, if you're a visitor, a tourist, you know, do not come. Right. For 10 days, do not come. This is coming on the heels of a statewide shutdown. This is coming on the heels of people not traveling for COVID anyway. This is, again, going to wreak havoc on the economy, on our hotels, on our restaurants down there, on... It just boggles the mind.
And it would be the last rush of the season before it gets really cool, yeah.
Right, yeah, this is it. We have a couple weeks here, and then it's going to get cool, and it's just not as fun anymore. It's just, it's not there. But here's where I get aggravated. I get aggravated when I think of the individuals who are doing the best they can to make it as a small business owner or as an individual providing for their family. And in non-COVID times, it's hard enough, right? Think of the kind of individual, the person, be it the 16-year-old or the person who is going back to the workforce and maybe decides they want to go to cosmetology school. Whatever the situation, think of the person who gets these jobs and then has to pay a fee. It's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. I've talked to several lawmakers who I won't call out on air, but I've talked to several lawmakers and said, I think we need some kind of COVID relief bill. These people were hit hardest. And while, you know, I get some boards and commissions are necessary, you know, I had a contractor walk away with a lot of money, and I am having to sue him because I had renovations done on my house, and a guy said he had a license and produced a license, and it turned out it wasn't a legal, actual building a contractor's license. So I'm glad there's a board around who can then make sure we can fight to get our money back. But by and large, a lot of these fees and fines and whatever, they're ridiculous and absurd. And they're meant to slow the growth of small business. And they only harm the workers who are trying to provide them for themselves and their families. The cosmetology board is one of the worst. And it's just, it's a very frustrating thing. So there's my my rant and rave today is on businesses that need relief. So when we're talking as a state about how do we help our businesses recover, this is one area in which they can, in which we can, I know offhand say we need to give some business relief. Here's an easy one. Let's look at these boards and commissions. And some of them are sitting on millions of dollars in the bank accounts. I'm talking about there are boards and commissions sitting there with millions of unused fee money in their bank accounts, and there's no good reason why people should still be mailing checks to them during this economy.
Well, in the state, whether it's at the state level or at the municipal level, needs to be laying the groundwork for already local citizens, of course, and local residents, but also be looking at, hey, there is a mass exodus out of big cities, especially from the west and the north, and a lot of folks are, you know, they're going to Georgia, they're going to Tennessee, but Alabama could be a great spot for a lot of these folks, and if municipalities and the state itself gets ready for that, you could attract people to come live here full time.
Being business friendly is never a bad thing. Eliminating red tape, eliminating fees, eliminating the burden. One of my biggest rants and raves, you want to talk about me going from 0 to 100 in a hot second, get me talking about the fact that the fee I pay every year is called a business privilege fee. I'm okay with paying $100, okay? But really, to name it the business privilege fee, like it's a privilege for me to have the permission of the state to run my business. It's a privilege. It's not a privilege. Don't tell me I have to pay a business privilege fee. Rename it. I've been saying that from my first day here, that it drives me bonkers to have to pay the business privilege fee. drives me crazy. All right, you've got April Marie here, Fogle here, filling in for Dan Morris. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the LGBT charter school, and then I'm going to make, there's good news there. It was denied again. And then I'm going to talk about something that's probably going to aggravate you, which is two employees suing Kroger. Stay tuned. You've got April Marie. I'll be right back.